écoutez VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 84 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 84 d'English USA. Ce soir, Martin est allé à l'hôpital pour observer ce qui se passe dans une salle d'urgence. Tonight, Martin went to a hospital emergency room. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à faire la comparaison entre différentes actions. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à comparer plusieurs actions différentes dans le passé ou dans le présent. Martin se trouve à l'hôpital. Martin is at the hospital. Il pose des questions à l'infirmière en charge. Écoutons la conversation entre Martin et l'infirmière. Let's listen to the conversation between Martin and the nurse.
Let me call the kitchen.
Tell me what you would like to know and see, Mr. Lerner.
Call me Martin.
I'm Carol.
Tell me what you do here in the emergency room, Carol.
I'm the night supervisor of the nursing staff.
Are you in charge of the emergency room then?
In a way. I don't supervise the doctors, of course.
Is there a doctor here at all times?
We have one doctor at night during the week. Two are available on the weekends. We can call other doctors as we need them.
Do you have more emergencies on the weekend?
Oh, yes, especially Friday and Saturday nights.
Why is that?
Many of the problems are related to alcohol. People drink too much. They think they are having a good time, but they have bad judgment. They have all kinds of accidents. They hurt themselves, and they hurt their friends.
I'm happy I came on Wednesday, not on the weekend.
I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. We are too busy then. We aren't now. Let's go into this room.
What's happening?
This boy came in a few minutes ago. The nurses have been very busy for several minutes now.
What happened?
This is the boy's father. Ask him.
I'm Martin Lerner. What happened to your son?
He fell through a window. He was playing. I was reading while he was playing. Suddenly, I heard this crash. I looked up, and there was glass everywhere. He'd run through the window.
Was his mother there?
No, she was shopping while I was watching the children.
He's going to be okay. Don't worry. He looks worse than he is.
There's so much blood.
No, he's going to be all right. The doctor has looked at him. The cuts aren't serious.
Who are you? Are you a doctor?
No, I'm a reporter.
He was playing quietly. Then he was running and there was all this noise.
What's the most important thing you do?
The most important thing I do is stay calm.
Nous pouvons comparer nos actions dans des périodes différentes en utilisant des mots descriptifs. Par exemple, we are too busy then. Nous sommes trop occupés à cet instant-là. We aren't busy now. Nous ne sommes pas occupés en ce moment. Donc, c'est dans le présent, dans le passé. Écoutez les exemples.
We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. He looks worse than he is. They are calm when they get here. Then they become excited. Sometimes they get angry.
Nous pouvons comparer nos propres actions dans des périodes différentes. On peut comparer ce que l'on a fait, par exemple, au début de la journée avec ce que l'on a fait pendant l'après-midi. Par exemple, what did you do this morning? Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait ce matin? What did you do this afternoon? Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait cet après-midi? Essayez maintenant de répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner.
What did you do this morning? What did you do this afternoon? What did you do last week? What did you do this week?
It sounds like another emergency coming in.
Essayons de comprendre un tout petit peu cette leçon. Nous parlons de situations où on compare une situation au présent avec une situation dans le passé. Par exemple, Martin Lerner demande à l'infirmière « Do you have more emergencies on the weekend? » Est-ce que vous avez plus de cas d'urgence le week-end? Do you have more emergencies on the weekend? Le mot comparatif est more. Est-ce que vous avez plus de cas d'urgence le week-end? L'infirmière dit que bien sûr, et elle continue de dire que I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. Je n'aurai même pas le temps de vous parler le week-end. Comme on parle en ce moment, sous-entendu. I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. We are too busy then. Nous sommes trop occupés en ce moment-là. We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. Nous ne sommes pas occupés en ce moment. We aren't busy now. Nous ne le sommes pas en ce moment. We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. Une situation où il y a une action qui se déroule en même temps qu'une autre action. Par exemple, I was reading while he was playing the piano. J'étais en train de lire pendant qu'il jouait au piano. I was reading while he was playing the piano. While, pendant. Ou durant. While. Ça s'écrit W-H-I-L-E. While. Essayez plusieurs exemples. Prenons un exemple simple. I was eating while he was talking. Je mangeais pendant qu'il parlait. Revenons au contexte de cette leçon. Un père qui décrit ce qui s'est passé à son enfant dit « He was playing quietly. » Il jouait tranquillement. « Then he was running. » Ensuite, il courait. Et ensuite, l'accident s'est passé. Ou bien, when their children are sick or have accidents, quand les enfants sont malades ou ont des accidents, parents try to stay calm. Les parents essaient de rester calmes. When their children are sick or have accidents, parents try to stay calm. When exprime le moment. Le moment où l'action se déroule. En continuant de parler des parents, they are calm when they get here. Ils sont calmes quand ils arrivent dans la salle d'urgence. They are calm when they get here. Then they become excited. Ensuite, then, ils deviennent agités. You have just heard part one of lesson number 84 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de la leçon numéro 84 d'English USA. We'll be back in a few minutes and we will continue to compare actions between groups. Êtes-vous allé à une exposition ou à un concert ou même à l'hôpital ces derniers jours? Stay tuned, car vous aurez l'occasion de décrire ce que vous avez fait. And when we come back, we'll be doing some more. Restez à l'écoute. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 84 of English USA. Martin est allé à l'hôpital pour observer les actions qui se déroulent à l'urgence. Martin is at the hospital emergency room. Il parle avec l'infirmière en charge. He's talking to the nurse in charge. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à faire la comparaison entre les actions. Par exemple, I was looking at some shoes when I passed out. Je regardais des chaussures quand je me suis évanouie. To pass out, s'évanouir. And your husband, what was he doing? Et votre mari, que faisait-il? He was home. Martin is in the emergency room talking to the nurse.
Dr. Davis, telephone, please. Dr. Davis, telephone.
Is this an average night in the emergency room?
It's average for a Wednesday night. We've been busy, but not too busy.
How does this hospital compare with the Southside Hospital?
What do you mean? Is this a better hospital?
No, I mean, is this emergency room busier than their emergency room?
We're probably busier. We're downtown. It's easier to get here.
But Southside is newer.
We're not old. We're modern. Besides, most people can get here faster. More people live near us.
Here's an ambulance now. May I watch this?
Yes. Keep out of the way. You may watch from here. They'll go into room 3, I think.
May we go in the room?
Yes, follow me. What's the problem?
Possible heart attack.
I've called for Dr. Davis.
Is everything under control?
Yes, he's responding. I don't think it was a heart attack.
Where was he?
He was at home. We got a call about an hour ago.
You're quite slow, aren't you?
We're usually faster. We couldn't find the house. It didn't have any numbers on the front. And it didn't have any lights on. Usually people have the lights on for us.
Is there a family?
Yes, his wife was there. She was sitting in the dark while she was waiting for us.
Where is she?
She's coming with her daughter. We came faster.
Martin, let's go to room 2.
What's going on there?
Someone passed out in the mall. They brought her in about 30 minutes ago.
Who brought her in?
Another ambulance. Hello, I'm Carol Sullivan. How are you now?
She's okay, I think.
I'm fine. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what happened. I was standing there while I was looking at some shoes.
She just fell over.
I woke up here.
Don't be embarrassed.
May I go now? My husband will be worried.
Where is he?
He stayed home while we went to the mall. The doctor said I could go home.
Did the doctor tell you to see your own doctor soon? You should have your doctor look at you. You shouldn't pass out in the mall.
Yes, I'll go with her tomorrow.
En comparant deux actions, il n'est pas toujours nécessaire de mentionner toutes les deux. Par exemple, lorsque vous dites « He is slower », il est plus lent. On sait bien qu'une autre personne est aussi impliquée. Écoutez d'abord ces phrases qui vous serviront comme exemple.
We are probably busier. It's easier to get here. Most people can get here faster.
We're usually faster.
En anglais, les comparaisons sont très importantes. Il y a plusieurs façons de comparer les choses. Essayez de faire des phrases avec ces mots comparatifs. Écoutez d'abord.
Who is busier? What is faster? What is easier? Who is slower?
Excuse me, Martin. Would you like to see an emergency operation?
What happened?
A car accident. Let's go quickly.
Autre comparaison avec while, pendant ou durant. They are watching while they are waiting. En contraction, they're watching while they're waiting. Ils regardent ou ils observent pendant qu'ils attendent. Ce qui rend les parents encore plus nerveux. They're watching while they're waiting. Ils observent pendant qu'ils attendent. Autres exemples plus simples, toujours avec l'emploi de while, durant ou pendant. I was eating breakfast while they were listening to the news, ou bien, or to VOA. Je mangeais mon petit déjeuner pendant qu'ils écoutaient la radio ou à la Voix de l'Amérique, les nouvelles. I was eating breakfast while they were listening to the news. Pendant qu'ils écoutaient les nouvelles. Essayons d'expliquer un tout petit peu cet événement. La dame s'est évanouie. She passed out. Elle s'est évanouie en regardant des chaussures. Elle dit, I was looking at some shoes, then I passed out. Je regardais des chaussures et ensuite je me suis évanouie. Ou soudainement, je me suis évanouie. I was looking at some shoes, then I passed out. Et elle continue d'expliquer, I was standing there. While I was looking at some shoes. J'étais debout, là, pendant que je regardais les chaussures. I was standing there while I was looking at some shoes. Then, et c'est alors, then I passed out, et c'est alors que je me suis évanouie. Dans le cas de quelqu'un qui était parti chercher un cas d'urgence. Je crois que c'était un homme qui a eu une crise cardiaque, a heart attack. Il parle de la femme qui était là, qui avait appelé l'ambulance. Et il dit de la femme, She was sitting in the dark while she was waiting for us. Elle était assise dans le noir pendant qu'elle nous attendait. She was sitting in the dark. While she was waiting for us. Quand on emploie plus avec un adjectif. Busy, par exemple, occupé. Busy devient busier, busier, plus occupé. Slow, lent. Slower, plus lent. And that's it for part 2 of lesson number 84 of English USA. Et voilà, nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon numéro 84 d'English USA. Vous savez maintenant comparer des actions différentes. Lorsque vous parlez avec un ami, vous pourrez discuter et comparer ce que vous avez fait pendant la semaine. J'espère que votre semaine n'était pas trop chargée et que vous aviez eu le temps d'écouter et de pratiquer votre anglais. Until next time, practice hard. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. VOA Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
It's the remix, yeah. The remix, yeah.
Soulfly.
Akon, P-Square, Mr. Mady, Convict Music. First of all, you're the type of woman that stays on my mind. Walk down the street, every guy wanna jump on your behind. It's your seduction that makes sure that we stay in line. Sexual corruption, cause I'll kill anyone for your time.
You want baby, we're supposed to live like family. Hey, I know the lie.
Know the lie.
There's nothing stopping me. She dey feel my swag and I get money. I dey try my best to be somebody, cause I'm living life. This girl dey make me higher, higher. I dey feel this baby. You no go believe this girl not die, die. If you see this baby, then I'm saying she must drop my money.
Afrique. Dites-le à un ami.
La paix, l'union et la solidarité en Côte d'Ivoire. Ça va aller. On a même négligé. Maintenant c'est gâté. L'autre pays qui avait tous ses fils unis aujourd'hui est réduit à des conflits tribaux.
Des enfants ensemble. Savez-vous qu'ils sont condamnés à vivre ensemble dans cette Côte d'Ivoire que nous aimons tous?
Michel, Ibewe Draogo, Xavier Foué, Danoé Mathieu, Ngora Yabi Hervé, ça c'est la famille magique.
Aulio, les données ont changé à cause des politiques. Tu me tournes doyé. Nous sommes condamnés à vivre ensemble dans cette Côte d'Ivoire que nous aimons tous.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반. 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어.